You're listening to Kathy Is In with Kathy DeBono, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Places, everyone, places!
Welcome back to Kathy Is In, everyone. I'm Kathy DeBono, your host. I'm a psychotherapist. Do not let that scare you away. Contrary to popular belief, I am not psychoanalyzing everyone I talk to. It's like working 24 hours a day, and I don't do it. Guess what, guys? We have Becca Cates back in the studio today, our little peanut gallery. Say hi, Becca.
Hi, Becca.
Hey, Becca, will you...
That's the worst joke ever.
I know, it is. And you do it.
I do it all the time.
So... We have a guest here today that I just want to get straight into things. I love him. He is a new friend in my life, and I feel so grateful to have him around. But he's also got an amazing talent, and I have him here today so that we can exploit it.
And I'm happy to do so.
What do you think of that? But first I want to see if Becca will introduce you the way that we were introducing him in the car on the way over here.
I'm going to kill you.
Sometimes Becca and I, when we're in the car, we get really silly because LA traffic requires that you amuse yourself.
Yes.
And there was one day when we were singing Madonna's Borderline, yes, screaming at the top of our lungs.
That's nice.
With no music in the background.
No music.
Is that my intro?
It was a cappella.
No, here's Dougal's intro. And hit it, Becca. Come on, Becca.
I'm going to kill you.
People are waiting.
Psychic. Dougal Fraser, psychic. Dougal Fraser, psychic. Dougal Fraser, he will tell your future.
Woo! That was great.
And there's a dance, I might add.
Oh, there is.
There was a little bit of a jig there, an upper body jig.
You can't sing that without having an upper body jig.
You can't. Dougal is a psychic. He's been a psychic with a practice for 15 years.
Yes, 16? Psychic extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He also has a show, a radio show on TransformationTalkRadio.com that this show is on as well. Mm-hmm. His show is on at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays, so mm-hmm. Tune in to hear Dougal do his thing. He's also got a book.
I do.
And all of these things...
I'm an accomplished person.
You're an accomplished person. You're an author.
Yeah, no.
The word author is so accomplished.
And I drop that totally in insecure moments because I have a GED. So if I'm at a place with like people who are super smart, they're like, well, in my graduate program, and I'm like, I wrote a book. I wrote a book.
And does the GED thing sort of sometimes trip out of your mouth?
Like, oh, totally.
Like you throw it up by accident?
Well, it's one of those things that I like to kind of like throw at people sometimes too, where I'm like, well, I just have a GED, you know. I couldn't be bothered with things like education.
Yeah. You know, Lucia only has a GED.
I didn't know that.
See
only,
how you? But, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't
she
mean
said
to say.
Only. No. There's clearly a line in the room.
There's a line in the sand. Those of us that only have a GED. But right. Here's the thing: my dad only had a GED. Mm-hmm. There's the word only.
Mm-hmm.
And I have actually, as a therapist, worked with, you know, 18, 19, 20 year olds who have dropped out of school and now they're going to get their GED, and it is not easy.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I went right from high school, so it was me and a bunch of pregnant girls. And so I was already familiar. I'm serious. Like, I was the only... I mean, I had a belly, but for different reasons. But it was totally pregnant women. And if you're in high school, I dropped out of high school and I finished my junior year. And that's just because there was nowhere to really go. It's not Harry Potter. You know, there's no wizardry school.
I would have done that.
Right.
We could have met at wizardry school. And... Well,
this is what I always think is funny.
You would
for
have.
Listeners, I don't know if they know this about Kathy, but Kathy is way more new agey and woo-woo than I am. At all. Like, she's like, these are my runes and where are my chakras? And I'm like, oh, for crying out loud.
I know, Dougal and I will be, you know, sort of hanging out. And he's the psychic, you know, renowned career psychic. I'm the state board licensed therapist. Right. And I'm like, Dougal, what essence do you burn?
You're
when you
saging. I know. And I'm like, it's called Chardonnay.
has she shown you all of her little potions?
No, yet? What are your potions?
There's not potions.
What you really have potions?
I do not have potions.
Okay.
I have, like you said, sage.
Yeah.
I have things that I burn that smell really good and that have a legend to them for accomplishing certain things. Like either they raise the vibration in the room or they're for relaxation.
I don't even know that stuff.
Potions.
Yeah.
They're potions. Jill calls them my witch potions. They are not witch potions. They don't actually do anything but make me happy.
Yeah, I get that. I think human beings are ceremonial I mean, like my tarot cards here, they're pretty. I don't know what they mean. But I think I like the ritual of job. Uh-huh. So that makes me kind of feel connected.
That's a good transition into what you do. So when I first saw Dougal work, I was on his radio show, mm-hmm. and he was taking calls, and I saw him pick up a stack of tarot cards and sort of flip over a few during the call, not really focusing your attention too much on it, and you use them as a tool to sort of get your... On this show, I talk a lot about mind, body, soul.
Yeah.
And you seem to use those to occupy, to kind of get your mind out of the way.
Well, if I'm doing radio, there's a lot going on in the room, so I want to focus on something. So if I'm doing a reading in person, I can look at the person, I can make eye contact. But on the radio, it's just a voice, so I need something to kind of focus on. But I really know nothing about them. Like, right. I read a book when I was probably, I don't know, like 12 mm-hmm. years ago. But yeah, it just gives me something to kind of focus on. You can do it with psychometry. It's like holding onto someone's piece of jewelry. Mm-hmm. Just like I said, if in person I look at someone. But yeah, I tend to use them during radio.
Yeah, yeah. To me...
But it's looked down upon.
Is it?
Yeah. Like in the New Age community, you know, everybody's so like, oh, we love each other. We love each other. No. It's a lot of like, oh, she uses cards. She's not
a
real psychic.
I never buy that. Yeah. You never join one community where... All for one, one for all. Your human beings turn into, you know, fearful.
Totally. Jealous.
Fearful survivors.
Absolutely.
And then they will, you know, do things to, they will be human. They will talk about you when you leave the room.
But when I first started work, I thought it was coming from the cards. That's what I believed.
Right.
And then one day I showed up for work and I had forgotten them, and I panicked, and I had like back-to-back readings all day long, and I had to do it without the cards.
I do not have my magic speaking
exactly.
cards.
Exactly, and I was like, who am I without my cards? Do music. and I was able to do it, and they were better. So I don't use them during personal sessions, but yeah, I just kind of like them.
It's fun. Yeah. I think they're necessary, because we've got to get our freaking brain out of the way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hmm. So I want to turn to the callers. I know people are dying to call in and have you do your thing. Becca is here today really just as a voyeur, aren't you?
I want to see Dougal work.
That's not what I sound like.
Good for you.
The call-in number, ladies and gents, is 818-602-4929. And we have a caller. Hello, welcome. You're on the air with Kathy and my guest, Dougal. What's your name? Hello?
They want me to say their name? It's Janet.
Well, if Dougal's a psychic, he'll know.
Oh,
okay. I don't understand. Well, okay. We didn't get that caller.
I knew you'd have technical problems.
Yeah.
I could see it. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks, Dougal. I was like, really? Is it your energy? Do you mess up things?
Do you know how many psychics would say that? Although I do go through batteries and light bulbs like crazy.
You do? Yeah.
I do.
Okay, wait. I just sensed something in you.
What?
Like, do you know how many psychics would say that? Like, I sensed a little eye-rolly moment about psychics.
I don't like when psychics take themselves super seriously and they have to say things like, it's so draining and I'm constantly, like, shutting down electronics around me and it's really... And I have an issue with that. Can it affect, you know, energy in that way? Yes. But, you know, it's not like the caller couldn't get through because my chakras are so intense.
How do you know that, Dougal?
I don't know.
You don't know that.
You're right.
You're electrifying. We have a caller on the line. Hello. Welcome. What's your name? How come I can't hear my callers? Good Lord. Why don't I turn up the volume?
Hello?
Welcome to my life.
There they are.
So freaking sorry, you guys.
Welcome to my life.
Welcome to my life. Let me turn up the volume. I'm doing one. I'm running a radio show right now. And I'm like, why can't I hear anybody? Jesus. Hi, caller. I'm sorry. What's your name?
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. So...
Hi.
What's your question for Dougal?
Oh, I have to ask him a question. I thought he'd just read, you know, what I was thinking or whatever.
Well, he's already writing down notes. So
you don't have to. So the first color that I see around you is like this deep, deep red. And red light comes from the emotional body. It's the heart center. And I wouldn't describe it as like chronic depression, but you do feel sad right now. And one of the things that I want you to do is when you get sad, you totally retreat. You go inside. You don't want to talk to anyone. It's like you disappear and you hibernate, which is fine. But at the same time, then you kind of like relish in it. And I think it becomes like a little bit of a pattern for you. And one of the things that I want you to work on right now is sharing with people when you're feeling down. It's interesting. You pride yourself on being independent and being strong. And I commend you for that. That's an admirable trait. But at the same time, it takes strength to invite someone into your process when you're feeling raw. group dynamics would be awesome for you because you'd learn how to depend on people a little bit more, but your heart feels heavy. And I feel like it would be good for you to get an outside perspective, and I just want you to be honest with people. You know, if someone calls today, don't say I'm fine. Say I'm feeling a little bit low. I might need a little bit of extra attention right now. But the universe, and really I think your subconscious mind, is trying to get you to be a little bit more candid with how you're feeling in the moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, makes total sense.
Yeah.
That's pretty much dead on, yeah.
Yeah, so here's what I need you to do. Today, your homework is to tell three people that you're feeling sad. And the funny part is, I know you don't even know why. Like, I can't even feel a root to the sadness right now. But I just feel like you need a little extra TLC. So now's a good time to go get things like a massage or pamper yourself. But I need you to be more honest with people. When you let people know your process, that's when you'll start attracting in healthier relationships and a little bit more sense of power. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
So that was cool.
Wow.
That was cool. So callers 818-602-4929. We're here with Dougal Fraser. So, you know, the caller called in and Dougal starts scratching down his notes and and doing a little dance and burning a little.
Well, immediately I feel sad. That's the first thing that happens. And then what happens in my body is I have to ask, where am I sad? So if I felt sad in my head, that's going to make me sound like a crazy person, that would be business. But if I feel sad in my heart, it's like I'm not getting enough from people. So I'm constantly asking questions in my head. Why is she sad? Wasn't she fixing? And then they'll show me images. I call it like cosmic charades, that if I see a bear, she hibernates, she retreats. And so those are symbols that I'm kind of used to.
Oh, good. I want to talk to you more about that, about the language that you've learned from your inner guides.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome. You're on the air. What's your name?
Cheyenne.
Hi, Cheyenne. Do you have a question for Dougal?
Hi.
Cheyenne.
I do.
Before you ask your question, I just have to say, your energy is really, really giggly. Like, I haven't even pulled a card yet, but I don't know if you know anything about tarot cards, but I see the sun card in my head, which always has an image of a horse and a little boy on there, and there's all these rays going out. You have great energy. You have all these shades of green around you, and green people, it's the law of attraction. They can attract people to them very naturally. There's an essence of a teacher around you. You're just fun. Like, I want to hang out with you. I want to have coffee. I kind of want to gossip because you can go there, but there's just something about your energy that's really sparkly. I really like you. I don't know. Anyway, what's your question?
Always hello. Well, thank you.
You won him over.
What's your question?
My question is, I've been dating this guy for about a month, and he just moved here from Europe, and he just broke up with someone out of a two-year relationship. And we seem to be really, things are going well, but he says he doesn't want a relationship right now.
He's right.
He still wants to date. Yep. So I'm a little bit frustrated because I would like monogamy and not sure what to do.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I don't love this guy. I think he's nice, and I will always say this to people, especially women. Men tell you what they want immediately. Most of the time, though, people don't listen to it, and they assume that they'll change at some point. I spoke earlier about you having different shades of green and the law of attraction coming easily to you. It's easy for you to manifest a relationship. It's challenging for you to pick one that's worth your time. So what I want you to do is I want you to write down a list of things that you need in a relationship. I don't even think he can fulfill 8 out of 10 right now. I think you see his potential, which again is an admirable trait, but you really got to talk about what he's telling you right now. There's a weird, this is where I sound like a crazy person because I know you're talking about love. There's a weird connection to Canada. Who's in Canada? Why do they keep showing me Canada? What's going on with Canada? Am I a crazy person?
He lived in Montreal for 2 years.
Oh, God, I'm good people.
Oh, my God.
For crying out loud. So I just don't think he's the one. So what I want you to do is make a list of what you want, listen to what he's saying, and ultimately I think you attract in the one in about 2 years, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything.
Thanks for calling, Cheyenne. Do you need a little break? We have another caller.
No, it's fine.
They are coming in fast and furious.
Please, I'm here.
Hello, welcome to Catherine's Inn. I'm here with Psychic Dougal Fraser. What's your name?
Tanisha.
Hi.
I
didn't hear your name.
Oh, he didn't get your name.
Tanisha.
Okay, what's your question, Tanisha?
I feel that my life is going along okay with work and finances. What do you see for me along my love life.
Well, I was just going to say, relationship problems are a huge deal for you. Here's the thing. You have purple in your aura. And, well, it's more like an amethyst. And amethyst is the color of the peaceful warrior. A lot of times people want you to, like, balance them out, so they'll pull you into their problems because you have a really grounding, soft energy. But then you end up pulling someone into your life who always needs something. It doesn't feel balanced. It doesn't feel equal. But here's the deal. I think you have a hard time letting people know what you need emotionally. It's like you want to provide a service for them. You want to provide an energy, which is fine. But then you're just attracting a bunch of people that dump their stuff on you. Almost cursed. Didn't. Thank you for that. So what I want you to do is I want you to be more expressive about who you are. Like we talked about this earlier with another caller. It's like your energy is too calm and you present this kind of healing vibe, which is fine. But then you feel unsatisfied and resentful in relationships. So you need to change your tune. It's like I want to tell you to be a little bit more narcissistic, to be a little bit more selfish. If you can attain those energies, it will be easier for you to attract in a mate that is a little bit more of like mind. Everyone you've been with so far, I feel like has kind of taken advantage of you. Wouldn't you agree?
Not taking advantage, more of a teaching them.
Well, right.
I feel like the teacher.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's not equal. It's like that's all that they look at you for. I guarantee if you stay in a relationship with that pattern, you will end up feeling resentful. So let's teach during the day, but let's be with equals at night. So you have to practice with that. You practice with your friends. You practice in dating. And the way that we renegotiate that is if you feel like someone is looking to you for information and knowledge, you want to stop in the moment. Words are powerful and say something like, I feel like we've been really focused on you. Let's change gears and focus on me. If that person tunes into that and then says, you're right, we have been talking a lot about me, let's focus on you, that's someone you want to stick with. But most of the people in your life right now are going to be like, no, I want to continue talking about myself. And you have to be really, really careful with that. This isn't a pattern that you keep repeating. So not much activity with love right now. I actually see disappointment. But if you can change your energy with some of the techniques that I talked about, it'll be easier for you to attract someone in. I am talking quickly, too quickly.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, you work fast. You work fast. It's like watching a little rabbit run around the room.
It's amazing to
watch. And you know what I love about the way you give your readings, Dougal, is you will pick up on a piece of information, but then you turn it into something helpful.
Well, I mean, I used to say things like, your aura is blue and you have trust issues. And then it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, like, what are you going to do with that? You know. So I know people listening have had a reading before and you walk out of the room and it's like this can of worms. It's like, oh, you have to give people tools because your future's not written in stone. Your issues are written in stone, which sucks.
Good point. So the idea
is, are you working on them? Are you acknowledging them? Are you repeating the same pattern? And that's really what I'm looking. That's how I predict the future. Like that woman who just called isn't changing that teacher role. She really identifies with it. And that's why she's not attracting in love right now.
Right, right.
If she can fix that, it'll change.
And her, she seems like you have to be a pretty empathic and compassionate person to end up in that role in your relationships continuously.
Yeah.
And I had to learn this the hard way growing up. Because I would end up in friendships like that, like uneven friendships, uneven relationships, where I was the one giving and caring and giving and caring. And you don't realize when you're engaged in the act of loving someone, taking care of someone, you don't realize that maybe something unbalanced and almost wrong is going on because it's depleting you and there's nothing coming back in.
Yep.
So I like when you told her, you know, get a little more narcissistic. I mean,
well, I always also wanted to be, as a healer, I was just wanted to be easy. Chinese or Indian, what do you want? You know, and like I remember on our third date, my husband, he said he pulled me aside on the street corner in New York and he was like, I know you're easygoing and you want to be there for me. He was like, but I'd really like to know what you want occasionally. And I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
I would rather focus on other, like, I love talking about other people's problems.
Right.
Nothing pleases me more.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or sometimes, you know, you're with your partner. What do you want to order in? I don't know. What do you want?
Exactly.
I don't know. What do you want? Damn it.
You should know what I want.
Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Dougal. What's your name?
And what do you want? You know, and like I remember on our third date, my husband, he said he pulled me aside on the street corner in New York and he was like, I know you're easygoing and you want to be there for me. He was like, but I'd really like to know what you want occasionally. And I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
I would rather focus on other, like, I love talking about other people's problems.
Right.
Nothing pleases me more.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or sometimes, you know, you're with your partner. What do you want to order in? I don't know. What do you want?
Exactly.
I don't know. What do you want? God damn it.
You should know what I want.
Welcome to the show. You're on the air with Dougal. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Rose quartz, and they're always smiling. And
vitamin,
you know,
breath?
Yeah, because they only take vitamins, and they've got terrible vitamin breath.
Oh,
and they're like, do you know Guru Rampa Chagla? And, you know, it's like they have this false, fake, like, smile.
Like, I don't know. Do you watch The Real Housewives?
Exactly.
Here, we have a call coming in. Hello, how are you? Can I hear you?
Hi. How are you?
You got back through. Who's calling?
This is Thomas calling.
Hi, Thomas. Do you have a question for Dougal?
Yes. I have this negative self-sabotaging pattern that I keep that keeps recurring in my life. Okay. I just wanted some tools to help put an end to that.
So hold on one second, because you guys are here. Thomas said his name, and I wrote Pink, right? You all
yes,
said that. So
Pink.
Guys, if you're listening, you can go to my website. Click on Pink. Pink people are very unconditionally loving, but they're hyper self-critical. So that was like the first energy that I saw around you. But for some reason, I always feel weird telling men they have pink around them because we have issues with color. But I recognize that you are hyper, hyper critical of yourself. Part of that is I think sometimes you fear your own power. You have a really, really strong intensity. You're a creative soul. You're an amazing healer. But it's like I think you're afraid of being your authentic, powerful self. So the part of you that criticizes your mind is the part of you that won't embrace and just allow yourself to be like this radiant, strong light. I personally think that mostly comes from your mother. I think she was self-critical as well, so that's where you learned it. So one of the things that I want you to realize is that critical nature is probably never going to go away. But I want the dominant voice to be the one that unconditionally loves you. This is part of your process. It's part of why you're here on the planet. So I would take like index cards and I would write things around your home like, I'm a powerful person. I'm a connected healer. I can touch people. And it's okay to absorb that. There's like this sense that I get from childhood that people were like, don't get too big for your britches and don't you take yourself too seriously. And I get that. They don't want you to have an overinflated ego, but it's gone too far in the opposite direction and it holds you back from greatness. So your mantra right now is, I'm allowed to be great. I am great. Greatness flows through me, but I really want you to own that. But the critical part will probably always be slightly a part of who you are.
Okay.
Thank you, Thomas. Thanks for calling in. We have a couple of other callers, and I had a question for you that has now since slipped my mind.
That's fine. But it was a great question.
Dougal Fraser. Caller coming in. I'm just so excited to let you talk to as many people as we can. So let's exploit Dougal's talents further. Hello, and welcome to the show. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, do you have a question for Dougal?
No, I was just curious.
Oh, so you just
want to... about me.
Well, Jennifer, you have orange around you. Orange light is the color of balance and perception. You're definitely an empath, so you absorb the emotions of people around you, which you have to be really, really careful with. I think sometimes you get distracted by that. I can totally relate to this. It's like I'd rather focus on somebody else's problems. The other thing is you have to be careful with food. I'm not a doctor, so legally I have to say, please go to a doctor and ask their questions. But you might have, what's it called when you're low blood sugar?
Hypoglycemic,
yeah, because I feel dizziness around you occasionally. It's like you forget to eat and you get dizzy. Do you know what I mean?
No, I eat constantly, and I live off of, like, goobers.
You live off of what?
Goobers.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think that's good.
Like covered peanuts.
Yeah, I don't think that's good for you. I would go to a nutritionist and check out your blood sugar levels because there's an issue there. And sometimes it feels like your body just gets a little too spacey. It's like I feel dizziness, so be careful with that. And
the last time I was at the doctor, she did my blood work and everything was right down the middle. They have that line that says, you know, it shouldn't be less than this or more than that, and I am right down the middle.
And you did the one where you starve before the blood test?
Well, you always have to be fasting when you do a
blood test. Then I could be completely wrong.
Can I interject a question?
Yeah.
Jennifer, and you're anonymous, so don't be afraid to answer this question honestly, but do you smoke marijuana?
Yes.
There you go. That's why he's feeling high.
Okay, that could be.
High five, sister. High five.
Are you smoking it now?
No, I'm at work right now. Don't tell my boss I'm not supposed to be on the phone.
She's in the back smoking a bong.
I guarantee, though, there's something connected to food. And I could be crazy, but there's something connected to food as well.
Yeah, it's called the munchies.
That could be it.
Well, see, even then, when I get the munchies, I try not to potato chips and stuff. I eat a lot of oatmeal.
It's not about eating poorly. Like I feel like you're hearing me say it's eating poorly. It's more about staging food throughout the day to maintain your energy level. People who have orange in their life tend to swing emotionally and they have to work with food in order to maintain their balance. Everything in your life is about maintaining your balance from family stress to work stress. You're constantly being tested with, can you maintain your balance in this scenario? So we want to find things that help you maintain your balance throughout your day. That's probably probably why you like to smoke, is because you want to tune out at the end of the day. But how you can maintain your balance is going to bring you great strength and prosperity and joy and all that good stuff, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Yeah, that was... I was like, he sounds like he's describing being stoned. Let me just find out.
I still think it's food, but whatever.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know what? Could you have been picking up, and I wanted to ask this question, but she'd already said she'd had her health checked. But is it possible, have you ever had the experience where something like this is, maybe she has a pending, like, genetic diabetes that could be coming 10 years from now?
Yeah.
You're sensing maybe a genetic code in her body?
You know, usually people hear something different than what I'm saying.
Mm.
And it's or I could be wrong. I mean, that happens as well. But I always try to stick with what I'm getting. It could be something in the future, but no, I'll know the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. So the call-in number, I'm here with psychic Google Frazier, which I now have to sing for the rest of my life, 818-602-4929. So there's a call coming in, but just be patient for a second because I have a question for Dougal. You were talking to her about being an empath and absorbing other people's energy. Mm-hmm. This is the issue that I have. Mm-hmm. This is what I've been dealing with since I was a child.
Mm.
And it's taken me all my life and still in process of recognizing how to participate in a full life mm-hmm. and still...
Protect yourself,
yeah. Participate in a full life, but without having to shut it down.
Yeah.
You know, without having to just ignore that piece of yourself. And
yeah.
it's been a lifelong journey of, like, doing that and then not doing that and figuring out what the issues are. And Dougal and I went to Knott's Berry Farm together a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Jam-packed.
Yeah.
Full of, I hate being in crowds.
Yeah.
And I hate standing in lines.
Yeah, so do I.
Part of it's just because I don't want to wait.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of it is because there's a lot of folks around.
I agree.
And I'm picking up on their energy.
And it was intense energy. It was not scary farm. So the anxiety level of the theme park itself was more than your average theme park.
Right.
It wasn't just roller coasters. People were jumping out of nowhere.
Screaming at you with blood on the face. It's like we paid to get our adrenaline squirted, squeezed out of our adrenal glands. But I felt, honestly, I felt safer having a kindred spirit with me there.
Really?
I did.
Oh.
Like, I usually just navigate that myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a child anymore. I've done it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I could always look over at Dougal and be like, how are you? Are you okay?
I was totally overwhelmed.
You were overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You get overwhelmed. What I noticed that night is, like, I think you get overwhelmed in a different way than I do. I start walking around going, I gotta get out of here. I need some time alone.
I get quiet.
You get very quiet.
I get really quiet.
And then when I ask you if you're okay, you just smile and go, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he's holding on till he gets out of here.
Well, you know what it is? I don't want to be like a party pooper and be like, I don't like theme parks and da-da-da-da-da. So
I try
to find a comfortable middle where I didn't go on the rides and I'll be with everyone because David loves to go on roller coasters. So I'll let him do that. But it's not till after the event that I'm like, right, I don't like that for a reason and probably wouldn't do that again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I wouldn't do that again.
Well, it was a waste of money. I didn't go on any rides.
No,
I paid for front of the line passes and it's
you were being a good husband to
David. I was being a good husband.
And David was so cute.
Yeah.
He would get on those rides and scream.
He loves that stuff.
It was so
fun. It's good for him.
818-602-4929. We're here with psychic Dougal Frazier. He is solving your life's problems.
In 30 seconds or less.
In 30 seconds or less. Give us a call, 818-602-4929. So here's something I've always wanted to ask you, Dougal.
Yeah.
We've just never had this conversation, but sometimes things come up. We talk about hauntings mm-hmm. or you say you don't believe in hauntings.
I don't like the word hauntings.
Okay,
I believe that energy gets trapped in a space and can be perceived,
mm-hmm.
but I don't believe in things that go bump in the night. So, for example, let's say there was this one time in San Francisco that we stayed at an old, beautiful hotel, really, really old, and I would wake up in the night, and especially when I'm tired, I would see people walking through the room. Now, I don't really think I'm seeing a ghost walk through the room, but I think when I'm in between states of consciousness, I can perceive things that happened years and years and years ago.
Right.
I have two options. I can freak out and say that it's a haunting and, you know, hire a gypsy to come in and clear it. Or I can embrace the fact that you leave an imprint on time. So as we have a conversation here, if we started yelling at each other and 2 hours later a psychic came in, they might feel like there was a haunting or a ghost because there was heavy energy. If we had cheerful, happy, just like we're having, a psychic might come in and be like, oh, there are really happy spirits here. I don't think it's an entity that's bound. I think it's an energy.
You never, ever? You don't think it's ever?
That has not been my experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I find this conversation interesting because clearly there's never going to be a definitive answer.
Exactly. Ghost Hunters is the most popular show in the world. They've never caught a ghost.
They don't catch them.
No,
that's
you,
true.
You can chase them, but you're not going to
But they're
catch
making
them.
Millions of dollars a year looking for them.
Yes. Yeah. I completely agree with what you said about leaving an imprint on time or leaving an energy in a space, especially if some particular event carried a lot of emotional energy.
Totally.
That seems to be where the power is to leave that imprint.
Yes.
And then there's also the way of thinking about time.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways of thinking, time is all everything is happening in one time.
Exactly.
At one moment.
Exactly.
And so you maybe get a look at the overlap of all the all those moments happening at once.
Right.
Well, you got a glimpse into one of them.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I think sometimes that can feel different or separate from when I think there's an entity or an energy that has a consciousness that's communicating. Although,
well,
I don't know anything about it.
It's the spook factor. Like, I believe in mediumship. I can contact departed loved ones. I don't like to, but I can do it. But I don't like the whole, it's a ghost. Like, baby Annie is stuck in this basement and she can't let it go. And, you know, a circle of channelers need to help her find.
Okay, wait, is it just because you don't like the sad story? So you're rewriting.
No, like whenever I've been asked, like in the media to like go to a place that's allegedly haunted, I'm like, why does it have to be in the middle of the night? You know, why is all ghost research in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I want to know that too. Why is it?
I have theories.
Do you?
Yeah, because I have all the same questions,
okay.
Right? So I constantly think about it and I constantly, this is what I do inside my head. When you see me across the room looking blank, I'm wondering about stuff
looking
like this.
Looking for ghosts.
You should see her TiVo list.
All right. Becca Cates. No, I think it's a fascinating. But we have a caller.
Okay.
I'm not going to make them listen to me babble anymore. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Hello, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan. Do you have a question for Dougal?
I'm getting to that point in my life where I kind of want to figure out what's going on. With my career, what I should be doing. I've kind of got an idea of doing, like, stage makeup, special effects stuff. Just kind of want to know, am I kind of in the right direction?
You know, when you ask me about the makeup stuff, your aura kind of gets a little bit smaller. So that to me feels like you think it's a good idea versus something that you really feel like completely passionate about. It feels like you do end up working in that for about 3 years. But here's the thing. You love knowledge. You love delivering information. You know, if you were like 16 or 17 and you were going to school, I would have been like, you know, study journalism. There's something about delivering information that will become a big part of your life. But that doesn't happen for a while. The makeup thing will definitely cater to the creative part of your being, but I think after 3 years, you're going to get a little bit bored. So, like I said, it takes about 3 years before you find your passion for a career, but it feels like something about delivering information. It's like, I want to give knowledge, I want to teach people about something, but I don't see it in like a traditional classroom environment. It would be like working for, you know, like a website that does different studies and writes articles, but there's something about delivering information that I see as being part of your calling.
Okay. Yeah. Because I've always wanted to do creative things, so yeah. I just never knew.
I get that, but I think it'll fall more into the world of, like, writing and delivering information. The makeup stuff, I think, will get boring for you. Because you have this really, really deep, deep, deep dark green, and that's usually seen around writers. So I feel like it's about your opinion, it's about delivering information, and that's ultimately where your career will go.
Can I dive in and tell you what? I'm getting a hit on
Please
you,
do.
And I just want to dive in. And I think it falls right in line with what Dougal is saying. And Dougal does it through color, and I'm doing it through the hit that I'm having inside my chest.
Yeah.
Which is, I have something to say. Like, I have something.
Right. My
I have
voice.
Something to emote.
Yeah.
To the world, and I want to do it in a way where humanity can accept it, like an artistic, creative way.
Agreed.
So I feel like your urge for creativity is more than just your urge to make something pretty.
Yeah.
It's more about needing to communicate some sort of grounded, universal human experience and connect with other people.
I agree.
Does that make sense to you?
I never...
Uh-oh.
But...
Technology.
Wow.
All right, well, think about that. See if it makes any sense to you, you know, and let us know. Email me. I'd love for everyone who called in today and got a reading from Dougal to follow up.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. Just a little break here to give people some information. You can find out about Dougal on his website at dougalfrazier.com. And now that you're all going, how the hell do I spell that? Just go to kathyisin.com.
Yeah.
And click on guests, artists. He's there. There's a page there. It'll give you a link to his website. It'll give you, and then that will give you all the information you need to know about how to get a reading with Dougal. Dougal also does cosmic coaching.
I do.
Which you can buy packages of sessions. Where,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
It's just about being held accountable. You know, if there's something that you're trying to work on and you're trying to change, it's just a program that I offer. Yeah.
All right. That sounds pretty cool. And you're also, where can we see you in person?
I don't know what that means.
Where are you doing an appearance? You're going to be somewhere.
Right now in this room?
I know you're like, you're looking right at me.
Well, God, I should have looked at my own schedule. I'm going to be at the Omega Institute next fall. I'm doing a cruise in the spring and some other stuff that we haven't solidified yet. But you can go to DougalFraser.com and click appearances for more information.
There you go. I love the dot-coms.
Thank you.
I was thinking about radio show hosts back in the day when there was no dot-com. And they had to deliver all the identifying information and then being a listener. Like, where's my goddamn pencil?
Yeah.
You know, what did he say? What did he say?
I know. It's so easy to find people now. You've tweeted. You've Facebooked.
I've Yeah. It's just like, go to this.com and everything you ever want.
You're a better tweeter than I am, though. You're very good at that. You're on it. Like, it's well done. I just always repeat what other people said. I'm like the laziest tweeter in the world.
Dougal, that's not going to get people to follow you.
No, you're right. I'm an amazing tweeter. In the past, I had tweeting issues.
Yeah. I started a second Twitter for Kathy Is In because I thought it might need to be separate from Kathy DeBono.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just ridiculous. I was tweeting both accounts
exhausting.
With the same information. I was like, there's really no reason to do this. I'm one person. 818-602-4929. We have Psychic Dougal Frazier. We can take a few more calls. What are you going to be doing on this cruise?
So
just
I'm working
around
with...
in your Speedo?
There's a visual that I'm so not prepared for. So I'm hosting it with Colette Baron-Reed and Dr. Carmen Hara, and we all have different forms of the way that we connect with energy. So we'll be teaching people how to access their own intuition. We'll be doing lectures. You can win a dinner to have dinner with all of us, which will be fun. But mainly it's about being around people of like-minded consciousness. You know, one of the things that I hear from people all the time is, I love this stuff, but I have no one to talk to about it. So this is just a time to bring up any topic related to emotions or energy and connect with people that understand. A lot of people are coming alone and they hesitate about that. Tons of people are coming alone. It's going to be super, super fun. And you can reserve your cabin for only $100 for the next week.
Fantastic. Dun, dun, dun. That is fantastic. Hey, caller, are you there? No, I lost the caller while we were chatting. That's okay. Try back, 818-602-4929.
It's so bold that you just go live with the calls. Like,
I
there's
do.
No screening. Like, it just
no,
happens.
That's right.
Very.
Raw and real. 818-602-4929. Now, normally on this show, we read letters from listeners who have written in looking for some sort of advice on something, some sort of guidance. We're not doing that today because you're here and I'm exploiting Dougal's talent, as I've said many times. But if you do have something you'd like to write in to kathyisin.com, just send it to kathyisin@gmail.com. And please write in the subject line, radio letter. If you don't do that, I will stare blankly at my email screen trying to figure out what's what. And then it will probably just get lost. So just put radio letter in the subject line. And
radio
there's also
letter.
Ways of getting personalized guidance or personalized advice if you'd like that too. So kathyisin.com. Becca, do you have a question? Becca was looking at me like a small, wide-eyed child.
You always describe me like that. Right. I think I was doe-eyed one week.
Well, those are cute things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't have a question. I'm just so impressed by Dougal. I mean, because we've been hanging out now for a few months, and I love you even more now.
Well, thank you. You're very sweet.
It's so cool to, I mean, it really is. He really is. He's you know, he writes down somebody's name and then just starts scribbling these things, and it's
but here's the deal, all human beings do that. The minute you meet someone, your mind is a flurry of thought, and the only thing that separates me from, you know, the average person is I say it, and that's what I'm always telling Kathy. If you feel something like you were doing today,
I've started to more often.
It's good.
I've started to more often.
She definitely has.
You and Bernie talk on a regular basis now.
He wants his chicken and rice. Welcome to the show. Who's calling?
It's me.
Who's me?
Oh, come on, it's Lucia.
Oh, Lucia!
How psychic are you? You don't even know your
Jesus, I'm like, who are you?
It's me.
I'm looking directly at your phone number, too, which is the funny part.
I know, right? I was going to try and call and pretend it wasn't me, but I can't call from my computer, and I was feeling left out, so I wanted to call. So I called from my cell phone, and I was like, oh, she's going to know it's me.
Do you have a question? Now, you've met Lucia.
I have. So here, this is hard for me, because yes, I do get a
feeling. Yeah, you don't have to give me a reading, because you know me. I just really left out and you all and wanted to
try. Yeah, but now I want to know what he wants to say.
Well, so that's the weird part. Like, we were talking
earlier when you said I'm not psychoanalyzing people. And the truth is, I tell people that I don't get anything, but I get stuff all the time. I mean,
so you're a liar?
Yeah, I'm not a liar. It's more that I don't want to say it. But like, right. And so, yeah.
Yes. Okay, well, he apparently doesn't want to
say it. I'm also not anonymous, so I was like, oh, don't say anything embarrassing, Google.
Lucia.
Lucia is...
I know these people. They know who I am.
Exactly.
Lucia, Melana, you know Lucia. Maybe if you're listening for the first time. Lucia's one of my best friends in the whole world. She's an artist in her own right. She makes beautiful things out of leather by hand, and you can go to luckydogleather.com to see her stuff. I don't mean to turn everything into a commercial, but seriously... I think what you do, and she's, God, is she annoyingly meticulous. She'll show me something she's making and be like, and then I measured 1/8 of an inch here, wrapped it around, see this, dude, pay attention, and I can't.
No, you really can't. You really can't.
All right, we're building the catio today, Lush, be at my house at 1:30. All right, there. I love that I can just hang up on it when I want.
She can call in when she wants, and you can hang up.
And I can hang up when I want. My girlfriend and I just moved from an apartment to a house in the Valley.
And we're so happy about
it. I know. We're near Dougal. We're near our other friends.
You're less than 2 miles away.
I know. Becca Cates is our roommate, which is fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, my God. She's calling back. Do I answer?
If you want.
Lucia?
I'm standing in the middle of the yard with my arms in the air like an antenna. I should be fine. I don't know what happened.
Oh. She doesn't know that I did it on purpose. Lucy, bring Lucy over today. Okay, I gotta go. I'm in the middle of something. All right.
So do you want to know what I was hearing in my head?
Yes, I do.
So I kept hearing in my head, she has to let people love her. It's interesting.
Oh, you are so right.
It's interesting with Lucia because she has a really warm heart.
Absolutely.
And is very connected once she feels safe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it is a little bit of a semi-permeable shield, which sometimes I think holds her back from intimacy with people. But I kept hearing over and over and over in my head, she needs to let people love her.
You are so right.
But I didn't want to say that because then, you know, like.
So instead we waited for her to be gone. And now we're talking about her behind her back.
Her favorite.
On worldwide radio. Her favorite. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, she's a good heart.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's one of the things I've been marveling about lately is the amazing friends I see around me.
Mm.
I mean, I'm going to cry. Hello, caller. Who's this? What's your name?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, Virginia.
Hi, Virginia. Do you have a question for Dougal? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
I was just wondering, if he's walking down the street, does he just pick up stuff? Like, you know, if he looks at somebody and, you know.
That's a good question.
And he's thinking, oh my God, why are they thinking that? You know, can he do that?
It's not like reading minds. You know, sometimes, you know, my friends and, you know, my husband say that I'll have psychic Tourette's where I'll say something and I don't know what applies to people in the room. But I do see energy constantly. But the way that I compare it is when you're walking down the street, you know, you've got advertisements and signs and license plates and your brain is absorbing it, but you're not necessarily consciously thinking about it. Can I ask you a question, though, Virginia?
Sure.
Okay. One of the things I want you to work on is you need to realize that you have always been provided for financially. Money is always going to come to you, but you do seem to have a little bit of anxiety with money. Like even if you had $10 million, I still think you check your statement every day. So one of the things that I want you, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
So it's funny to me because you call and I just keep seeing all these dollar signs and then I hear in my head, I'm like, she's doing fine. So one of the things that I want you to do is sometimes your anxiety connected to money holds you back from making more. And I don't believe in luck, but this poverty just isn't an issue for you this lifetime. So have fun with it. Celebrate in it. Let yourself live well. But seriously, money will always come to you naturally. So even if you wanted to open a store and make like houses out of popsicle sticks, it would be like the best store popsicle stick house maker ever.
Hey, you want to be in business with me?
Seriously. It just comes to her. But you need to recognize that. When the universe has given you something, you need to really acknowledge it because that's fun. So try not to worry so much about money. You're allowed to play with it. Buy some nice stuff. Go out there. You know, it's interesting to me.
Well, that's amazing that you say that because, my circumstances have changed in the last several years and I had money and then I don't have money, but I haven't lacked for anything.
Virginia,
you know?
Your idea of not having money is not the average American's idea of not having money. The universe has always provided. I'm not attached to a paycheck. You know, sometimes I go to Starbucks and they give me a large when I only ordered a small. That's abundance coming to me. You know, I'll give away a session here and then someone else will want to pay me double for some reason. So you have always been provided for. So I really think if you can find your center and your balance with your relationship with money, it would be easier for you to attract in more, okay?
Oh, that's amazing.
Well,
I'll work
you,
on that.
And then when you do, I want you to go online and I want you to start investing in independent film.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
there's my bias. That was really, she was like, hello, you just made me naked. I had one question, you answered another. We probably have time for one more call, 818-602-4929, and here it is. Working Dougal to the bone. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Ithaca.
Hi, Ithaca. What's your question for Dougal?
Hi. I just want to know if he sees if I am getting married next year or when I'm getting married next year.
Well, the funny thing is your energy feels exhausting. You have so much going on right now. It's like 19 different things on your plate, so it's hard for me to kind of focus. Do I see you getting married next year, meaning like exchanging rings and having a wedding? No. Do I see you engaged in planning it? Yes, but I don't know if it's necessarily going to happen next year. It feels like when you asked the question, I kept hearing delay, delay, delay. Something comes up that has to put it on the back burner, or it feels like it's delayed for some reason. You have so much going on in your life, my Lord. You need to learn how to delegate tasks to other people. It seems hard for you to do that, but you cannot do everything. You will exhaust yourself. So I feel like we need to delegate some tasks to other people. But I get delay with the wedding. It'll happen. I can guarantee that. But I just feel like the date that you're expecting, not going to happen.
Thanks, Ithaca. Thanks for calling in. She's like, you are right. I am exhausted.
She has a lot going on. Yeah.
So question for you, Dougal. You'll say you're hearing delay, delay, delay.
Right.
You're not actually audibly hearing the word, right?
Kind of.
Kind of, but kind of. It's just sort of repeating itself, kind of like...
It sounds like something's stuck in my head and I can't let it go.
Like an obsessive thought.
Yeah, like if you get out of a car and you were just listening to the radio, you can hear that song very clearly in your head.
Got it.
So it will start repeating over and over and over again. And the way that I separate my own thought from a psychic impression is it's much faster. I'm getting burpy. It's much faster.
Let it out on the mic. That's this kind of show.
It's much faster. So I hear that delay, 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 delay. And even though I'm like, usually I'm kind of listening to people's questions, but I'm doing my own thing in my head. Just like with Virginia, she's asking a question, but I start getting stuff about finances. But it's very, very fast in my head. The universe's energy is super, super fast. So I have to
instant,
kind of
almost,
raise up and they have to kind of slow down and we meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you about this, but you use the word they.
Mm.
And I think you said to me once, you're like, I don't really know who they
is. I know,
is.
I do it all the time.
Is it just a lack of language for a better way of saying it?
So this is where I'm going to get all New Age and Airy Fairy. It's kind of like a symposium of people that speak in one voice. There's no gender associated with it. You know, like a lot of psychics are like, I have Helen, you know. Ramtha. And that's not how it works for me. It's like this combination of energy that I get. And I don't even notice that I say they, because that makes me sound like a crazy person. But it part of it is my advice, and then part of it is energy that I feel is coming through from, like, God.
Right.
Yeah. But anybody can do that. I'm not saying I channel God.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay. I think it's channeling those senses that we all have.
Correct.
That we have since shut down.
Correct.
Like in the days of the mystics, you know, before there was all of this civilization and technology, I believe all of us have all of these senses. There's
totally.
The five senses that we can touch and see and talk about. And then I think there are other senses that we are all completely equipped with.
For sure.
And have since shut down, ignored, and learned to put under a rock.
Well, a lot of people are afraid of it. I mean, it makes you have to become very responsible for your actions and your energy and everything. It's a profound experience.
It really is. And that's true. You know, you're so right. And then you're held accountable for all the unspoken.
Totally. Yep.
You know, and we live in such a world of, well, that's not the word you used, and everything is in a document or a contract.
Right.
It's all about the words and the loopholes of the words, and it's never really about what we actually know is going on.
100%.
The real reality of the situation.
Guys, we're getting deep.
We are getting deep.
It's pretty amazing.
I know.
That's what we do on this show.
It's too much for me to handle.
I know. Becca has zoned out. She's rocking. She's rocking in a chair across the room. So, guys,
burrito,
this is where we have to say goodbye. Psychic, Dougal Fraser. Dougal, thank you for coming.
Oh, my God, thanks for the song.
Will you come back?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Please
We'll exploit Dougal again. Right now, I just want to thank my sponsors, Blagaspot.com, LuckyDogLeather.com, WeHaveToStopNow.tv, and DiscoverSuite.com. If you want to know more about Dougal Fraser, go to his website, DougalFraser.com. You can also find him and a link to his website through mine at KathyIsIn.com. Please join us next week when we are going to have Kelly Zirbus of Kelly's Lot, and she is the five-minute feature today. This is a band that I really love. Blues, rocks, she's awesome. So join us next time. We're going to have Kelly's Lot, and if you are on LA Talk Radio, this is where we say goodbye. If you are on Transformation Talk Radio or WBLQ, 1230 AM in Rhode Island, then please stay tuned for the Kathy Is In five-minute feature. Have a good day, you guys.
Kathy Is In five-minute feature.
Kelly's Lot.
Well, I walked these streets so many times. I paid my dues, I got some fines. I cried a river. Overspilled milk, I did a lot of things that left some guilt, and I tried to blame others before, but I know that I closed every door. Yeah, I know it's me that brings me down. It's my noise that makes that sound. Fresh air when disappointment lives in the air, and it's hard to breathe on those smoggy days. Only I can make that go away. And I tried, well, I tried, but I must confide. It's so much easier just to run and hide. Oh, yeah, but you know, pulling the covers over my head is like one step away from being dead. Water under my bridge. It's hard to remember being that kid that looked alive through a crystal ball and climbed every tree after taking a fall. When I know she's there, I can feel a smile. She comes alive inside of me every once in a while. You know, I think I gotta bring that child home to stay. Here, but me. Nobody here but me, baby. go, looking for what I didn't know. I found a man with a pretty smile, and he kept me happy for a little while. It turns out he was no good, and I didn't do what I should. I fell in love with a bad, bad man, just trying to do the best I can. Used to think of him, trying to make his love again. And he was always on my mind, but he didn't give me the time. You see, I had himself another girl. Yeah, he had himself another world. And I was left out in the cold. Man, this life is getting old. I see the light. I see the light. Shines so told me, be the best, well, not to be like all the rest, to hold on to myself, and get up strong, well, if I fail, well, next time I won't get it all wrong, I'm not gonna sing that same old song, I'm falling in love with a good, good man, and keep on doing it.